I'm Mark Bashore. The United Nations has designated June 20th of every year as World Refugee Day. In the city of Lansing, the commemoration lasts an entire week. World Refugee Awareness Week is hosted by St. Vincent Catholic Charities. Here to tell us more about the week's events and efforts involving refugee settlement is Community Outreach Coordinator Marissa Nally. Marissa, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
Just remind us, I think a lot of people know St. Vincent is pretty heavily involved in refugee settlement and all kinds of refugee services. Just kind of give us an overview of what the bread and butter is, all the things that you offer.
Sure. So we are the designated refugee resettlement program in the area, which means that we are responsible for providing all those immediate services to families, greeting them at the airport, locating housing, helping them as they adjust to life here in the United States. We're really their first stop, and we try to get them as set up as we possibly can.
Do you offer help with employment?
We sure do.
Okay.
We do a lot of extensive employment trainings. We have a really wonderful employment team who makes great relationships with employers throughout Lansing and really works to get our individuals in employment opportunities that are right for them.
Can you zero in on a single most important function that you offer here? What's really the heart and soul of your role? Can you evaluate it that way?
My role as an individual or agency?
As the agency.
I think it's orientation. We do so much orientation, cultural orientation, housing orientation, employment orientation, health orientation. Just giving people that information about what things may be different here than what they are used to so that they can be prepared when they're in those new experiences that are happening.
And how many refugees in an average year do you assist?
We assist an average of about 600, but last year we did serve 625, and this year we've actually been upped to expect 735, so quite the increase this year.
Is there a pattern to which parts of the world mid-Michigan's refugees come from?
It kind of depends. At St. Vincent Catholic Charities, we have an extremely diverse incoming population because we have a diverse community. So we're really able to support people coming from all over the world, whereas some communities throughout the United States might have a very homogeneous group. We're diverse enough that we can basically resettle anyone.
Before we get into this week's events, I want to ask you about Syrian refugees in particular. Here in Michigan, the Detroit Free Press reported last month of a likely spike in resettlements in Michigan and across the country. Is St. Vincent anticipating a spike of Syrian refugees in particular here in the Lansing area?
We are. So we have just started to resettle Syrians here in the Lansing area over the last month, and we're expecting to see quite a large number coming in before September, which is the end of our fiscal year. But we are also seeing kind of a general overall spike in our arrivals from all over the world.
And I'm led to believe that with regard to Syrian refugees in particular, the president announced months and months ago that he wanted to settle 10,000 here in the United States, but apparently that effort's been we're playing catch up here in that effort, apparently. Now, the United Nations declared a national World Refugee Day. How did that day turn into a week-long celebration here in Lansing?
That's a great question. So we started out celebrating World Refugee Day. St. Vincent Catholic Charities, as well as other organizations in the Lansing area who support refugees. And there was just such an amazing turnout, and everybody kind of has their own niche, that we decided to make this a bigger celebration, a week-long celebration, so that we could really engage the community for a longer amount of time to really educate about refugees in the area.
Mm. Now, the week kicks off with a 5K race this Saturday. Pretty festive start to the week. Tell us the details about the race.
Sure. So the Welcoming the Stranger 5K Family Fun Run is a St. Vincent Catholic Charities event. It is a free event which takes place Saturday morning at Hawk Island Park. And it's just really a time for the community to get together and celebrate refugees and just learn something. And we were really excited to start a race because people may come who love to run but who don't know anything about refugees, and they can learn something that day, which will be great.
A question pops into my head here. You settle on the average 600, maybe up to 700 refugees in a typical year. Do most of those families and people stay in mid-Michigan, or do you track them? Do you find out, do they move out of the area? Or do they become Michiganders?
Many of them become Michiganders. We have a lot of individuals who stay here and make their homes here. And we even have people who may have been resettled in a different state who find their way to Lansing because they have heard about what a welcoming community it is that we have here and the established ethnic communities that we do have in the area.
You must be proud of that. I'm speaking with St. Vincent Catholic Charities Community Outreach Coordinator, Marissa Nally, about the events of the upcoming World Refugee Awareness Week. Let's go chronologically through the rest of the week's events. We've got Refugee Sunday, which will involve several faith-based organizations. Who's involved in this? What will be happening?
So a lot of the parishes that are involved with supporting St. Vincent Catholic Charities will be just mentioning, you know, in their weekly sermons, refugees, why we should serve them, why we should be a welcoming and loving community, as well as many organizations and churches throughout the Lansing area, which is a really great support for us because faith-based organizations help us so much.
Next Monday, the 20th, is National Refugee Day. What's planned for that?
So this is a really exciting day because on Monday we have our GIL graduation, or Global Institute of Lansing. And what that is it's actually a high school graduation, formal cap and gown, everything, for students who are in our GIL program, which is a high school accreditation program for adults who have maybe aged out of the regular school system or have not even ever had the opportunity to have a high school education. And rather than receiving an alternative certificate, they receive a high school diploma.
So these are people well over the age of 18, typically?
Correct.
Okay. How many are graduating this year?
I believe we have 5 graduating this year, and I think this year they are going to top 50 graduates from the time the program has started,
neat.
Which is really exciting.
How neat. On Tuesday, Peckham will be giving a presentation. We've had Peckham on Current State here before, and a lot of people know the great work they do. What will they be addressing with regard to refugees?
So they're going to be talking a lot about the services that they offer in general regarding employment, but really those services that are applicable to our refugee families. So ESL classes, pathway to citizenship classes, different supports that they have that other organizations may not for non-English speakers or low-level English speakers.
Now, Wednesday, there is a viewing of a documentary with an intriguing title, When Elephants Fight is what it's called. This is showing at the downtown Lansing Library. Tell us about this film, When Elephants Fight.
So this film is about the Congo, and I will say this is not a family-friendly film.
Okay.
It is going to be really real-world, talking about what kind of conflicts produce refugees coming out of Congo. And there's also going to be a question-and-answer session afterwards with the director of the film.
So the director's in town as well.
That's correct.
How interesting. Thursday, a potluck with the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Where does that happen?
So the garden project, the Greater Lansing Food Bank, is so wonderful because many of our refugees come from an agricultural background. So they really get involved with the gardening project. So they're going to be showcasing one of their new gardens at Orchard Court, which will be really great.
And Friday, there's a peace poll. Those of us in East Lansing or aware of East Lansing might be aware of the peace poll here. There's a peace poll unveiling and press conference at Lansing City Hall. Remind our listeners what a peace poll is.
Sure. So the peace poll says, may peace prevail on earth in 12 different languages. And it's just a reminder of what peace can accomplish and a reminder that we are a welcoming community and we plant them in Lansing to assure people that that's who we are and to remind people to keep being that way.
Is St. Vincent looking for more volunteers? I know you've got a cadre of volunteers you rely on. Is there room for more?
There's always room for more. We have an online application process, and I'm happy to say that I probably get 2 to 5 volunteer applications every week, and I'm always happy
that's
to see
great.
Them. Yeah, it's
that's
wonderful.
That's a lot.
And, and that's just my program. I can't speak to the other programs, but I know that they also appreciate the influx because we serve a lot of people and, you know, really having the opportunity to have that human connection is
Absolutely.
Really helpful.
Absolutely. I go way back with St. Vincent Home here in one capacity or the other. You've been doing great work for many, many years. I can't imagine how expanding it must be for a volunteer to get the chance to work with a refugee from another part of the world. That could change your whole life.
It changed my life. That's how I kind of got involved with what I'm doing now.
No kidding. Yep. Okay. Well, we want to thank Marissa Nally, Community Outreach Coordinator at St. Vincent Catholic Charities, about the events of the upcoming World Refugee Awareness Week. Marissa, good luck. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.